Build a Tent. This show is not about tent building, but how to make you successful. My name is Matt Williams. Thanks for listening. Please give us that 5-star rating if you enjoy our show and subscribe. That really helps us get the word out. If you want to reach out to me with any questions, comments, critiques, feedback, if you need help with your career, you need help with your business and some consulting, please feel free to reach out to me. I'd love to help. Matt@howtobuildatent.com, or you can reach me on Twitter or Instagram @howtobuildatent. The other day, I was getting some more honey for the green tea that I drink every afternoon. Green tea in my Polish pottery that I have here. And I was picking up some honey. Now, normally I get a specific kind of honey, but as I was shopping around, I came across this Nature's Nate Natural Honey. And no, they are not a sponsor of the show. They're not affiliated with any way. But I wanted to give them a shout out because I looked on their label as I was going to buy my other honey. They have a Bible verse, Psalms 119:103. Thy word is sweeter than honey. And I flipped it around the back to see the ingredients because I always check to see the ingredients nowadays because I went to a fast food chain. It was a chicken food chain that I'm not going to mention. And their honey, their like fifth ingredient down was honey. The number one ingredient in their honey was high fructose corn syrup. Ugh, disgusting. But all pure honey, raw and unfiltered honey. That's the only ingredient. So that gives me the two pluses on this. And then the third says, we thank God for allowing us to serve you and your family. Okay, so I picked up two of these, and that just reminded me to bring it up on the show that when we know that a company is a Christian business, we should do whatever we can to give them business, to support it, to refer friends to them, talk them up. If a mistake happens, to just be grateful, gracious, and understanding. We should be supporting businesses as Christians and help each other succeed. Not just helping each other with charity and feeding the poor people with meals and things like that, but even people that have businesses, we should be helping support them the best we can. So I picked up two bottles of this Nature Nate's raw honey. If you see it in stores and you need honey, pick some up and help support some Christians. On to our show. So today I want to talk about an article I read in foxbusiness.com. And it's Cat's Deli, secret behind keeping a 130-year-old business alive. And whenever I see an article like that, I want to jump into it and try to find anything that I can learn, anything that I can apply to my life and to business. A company that's been around 130 years, that's quite a long time to be in business. Just ask Kodak or Xerox or any other company that hasn't been around or that was around for so long that isn't around anymore. To be relevant, to stay around for over a century, that's pretty impressive. So even if it's a deli shop. So that's the first thing I wanted to talk about is always find lessons to learn. If it's in an article like this, if it's reading books, which I really recommend you doing, even if you can only read a paragraph here and there and just get through books slowly when you have a brief 5 minutes, it's going to be very beneficial to you, not just in business, but your spiritual life. You read those books, reflecting on what's going on in your life, getting away and just having some quiet time, talking with like-minded people, hanging around people that are going to challenge you, that have experience in the field that you're in, and that can give you advice, and then watch people from afar, those that have made mistakes, and even those who are successful, and see what you can learn, and see what they did right, see what they did wrong, and how you can improve upon that, and then get a mentor. One of the greatest signs of a successful, one of the greatest moves that a successful person can do early on in their careers is get a mentor. So I'd really strongly encourage that, and actually I'll probably do a show on mentorship, because that's really important. So the first thing that really caught my eye is the iconic Cat's Deli, that they've really made the point to say that this is an iconic deli. And that makes me think of how strong their brand is and reminds me of how important it is to have a strong brand. Now, what does it mean to have a strong brand? A strong brand doesn't necessarily mean that you have a good brand. It could be a bad brand. A strong brand is basically when you would survey 1,000 people and most of those 1,000 people would think about the same adjectives, the same descriptive characteristics about your business. So if this was this deli, they would say, oh, that was that iconic deli that's been around forever for hundreds of years and they make a great pastrami, or they have great customer service, or their prices can't be beat. And if that was just a constant theme through everyone that you've talked about or talked to, then you have a strong brand. So another example of that would be like Tom's Shoes. They're known for when you buy a pair of their shoes. I've never bought a pair. I think they're kind of too skinny for me and just not my style. But when you buy a pair of Tom's Shoes, they will send a pair to an impoverished country, third world country. So they're philanthropic. I should really not use words I don't know how to pronounce on a podcast. That's really bad. They're really generous and they're that kind of niche, the philanthropic niche. If you think of like Enron, that's a bad example, right? You think of Scandal, Texas, you think of barbecue, you think of Gabe from Cross Politic, right? Because he talks about it every single time he's on the show. He's branding himself as a Texan. Lady Gaga, celebrities. Celebrities are phenomenal at learning how to brand themselves. John MacArthur, pastor. What do you think of when you think of John MacArthur? He has a pretty strong brand. Francis Chan, Mark Driscoll, Doug Wilson. Now, those pastors have brands. There's certain characteristics that most people think about, recognize in them. And some of that kind of just happened naturally. I'm not too sure that pastors are thinking about how to brand themselves, but it's important to just understand that businesses have a brand, but also individuals. And your brand is very important in the business world. You think of like Gabe, he's the water boy from Cross Politic, right? He's from Texas. He can't pronounce anything correctly, like I tried to say, philanthropic. Chocolate Knox, he's a certain brand, right? And so is Toby, right? They all have their individual characteristics where they've kind of branded themselves from the show. And what's important about that is that you can control your brand. You can put time and effort and control and thought into one, what are you currently perceived as today by people? And two, what can you do differently? Or actually, no, two could be, should be. Two is what you want your brand to be. And then thirdly is what can you do to change how people perceive you and make you what you want to be in the second step. So one is realize what your brand is today. And then secondly is what you want your brand to be in the future. And then thirdly is what can you do to change that brand? It takes a lot of intentionality. It takes a lot of thought, but it's really worth it. And you think of just the extreme example of the employee who is always on time, that always does the research. He knows his stuff, right? He's willing to volunteer for things. And that guy just becomes the guy who is the go-to guy, right? He's always prepared. He's always seizing the opportunity compared to the other guy, which has been me from time to time, I admit. It's the one always looking for the joke in the meeting, always shows up late, always is on his phone, always trying to catch up on the meeting and where they are in a conversation. Always is called upon, but doesn't hear he's called upon because he's on his phone. That's happened to me a few times as well. But who do you think is going to get that promotion? Who do you think is going to be trusted with new projects in your business? It's going to be the guy that's prepared, the guy that's proving himself that he's willing to put in the work. And he, and unintentionally or intentionally, has branded himself as that model employee. And intentionally or unintentionally, the guy who's always joking around, doesn't take things seriously, he's branding himself as the jester of the business. Be the guy that's working hard and that people want to look to. That's how you're going to be successful. You're not going to be successful in the long term if you're just the jester. One way and one exercise that we did in business school to kind of see what our brand was is we took a 3x5 card and we wrote down just three adjectives or three descriptive actions that we thought described us, that we thought the class would be able to guess about ourselves. And so what the professor would do, he collected the cards and he read off the three adjectives, and everyone in the class had to pick someone in the class of who that was. And here's a little tip. If you ever go through this exercise, don't put good looking, smart, and funny, because when no one guesses you, it's going to be really humiliating. Not that I have any personal experience with that whatsoever. So anyway, so they read off these three adjectives or actions or descriptive terms about yourself, and whoever got picked the most had the strongest brand in the class, and whoever had the least picked most by the classmates, they had the weakest brand. So strong brand, all it means is a majority of people are going to identify your brand, the person, the company, the same way. And there's marketing firms that spend billions of dollars on this. You think about like Coke and the lifestyle that they try to portray in their commercials. Beer is always associated with sports, but beer and sports have nothing to do with each other, right? But everyone is drinking beer and watching sports in their commercials. So brand, there's a lot of things like that. And when you car companies, you think about cars. A car represents a class of person. It's not just a vehicle, it's a status, it's a statement. And depending on what price point those cars are at, it's going to be a different statement. If it's a young and carefree driving the coast in a convertible, or it's the luxury fine dining dinner, think of the Mercedes, the BMWs, things like that. They're all trying to portray a brand that they've decided they want to go after and be portrayed as. So it's very, just as much as businesses are conscientious of it, you need to be too. And you want to be in control of how people perceive you. Feel free to reach out to me at matt@howtobuildatent.com, or you can reach me on Twitter and Instagram at howtobuildatent. And please, again, subscribe to the show. It really helps us out. Have a great day. Talk to you tomorrow.